Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Middle of Those Podcast. I'm your host, Rafael Perez, and I'm with
Victoria Pham
and
Eric Wang.
So today we're going to talk about the college admission process, which is the most stressful, or at least the most mind-boggling for the high school seniors that we've all been through. Mm-hmm. And let's start with, what do you guys want to start with, our personal stories?
Well, first, I would say that we're not going to literally cut down every step of the college admissions process. Mm-hmm. Just like for anyone to get the wrong, not to get the wrong idea that we're like your high school counselors and like, okay, well, first you got to write a draft and then two,
yeah,
revise it, peer edit, and then ask your teacher recommendations. No.
No.
I think most of you guys who are listening to this who are in high school kind of get a gist of how to apply, how the college admissions process. Mm-hmm. But we just want to talk our personal stories of like what went through our heads, because it was very stressful for us. And we're college freshmen, so the memory is still fresh in our heads for the most part. Mm-hmm. And yeah, I just want to get that straight for before.
Yeah, we only got through the first semester, and it's like it's less than a year that we graduated.
Yeah,
or even less than a year when we got our admission accepted or declined,
right?
And things like that. So who want to start with the story? Should I start?
I don't know. I mean, I
could start.
You can go ahead.
I think I told you guys, like, or I told everyone in the previous episodes, is that I didn't really think a lot about college until maybe honestly junior year. And it's kind of crazy to me how, like, people who come straight into high school, they're like, I know what college I want to go to. I want to go to USC for biochemistry and do these extracurriculars freshman year, like right out the bat. Mm-hmm. For me, freshman year, I was like, oh God, I'm finished middle school. Like, thank God. Like, because like in middle school, I thought great. It's a weird perception I had is like in middle school, your grades matter to go to the high school you want. But in high school, your grades don't matter because now you just go to any college. That does not make any logic. Now I realize now is like, oh wait.
So your grade logic from?
I don't know, because I never heard of college.
Oh, okay.
Because like, college wasn't really a word to talk. Oh, I mean, my parents always told me like, you got to go to college. So college was such a buzzword. It's like, you got to go to college. And I'm sure I can't imagine like everyone's parents are telling them that. And today's day is like, oh, you got to go to college. What college you want to go to, kid? Like, oh, I don't know what college I went to. So the only colleges I knew, honestly, like until mid junior year was probably like Temple, like because it's a local school. You know, we live in Philadelphia and Temple is a pretty popular state university. Mm-hmm. So besides that, I didn't know much about it. And then here in mid junior year, I heard like, oh, you could go to schools like outside of like Philadelphia and like go abroad. And I was like, wait, you could like go to California and like go. But then I realized tuition means so much.
Money was like such a big part of like every single academic process or like admission process.
Yes, I remember the high school counselors coming over class, and we were on I don't know if everyone uses, but there's this website called Naviance, and we had to use that and like search up colleges, and it'll tell you like the average tuition after financial aid. And everybody was like, oh, I want to go to NYU. I want to go to UCLA. And I want to go to these schools like way outside of our state. And then I was like, okay, let me put NYU to the list. Let me put like UC school on the list, because why not? And then my English teacher was like, Eric, you realize that even though you put these colleges on the list, you still had to remember the tuition. And I was like, you're so right. Because it was like, at least $40,000 per year. And speaking of that, I'm outside the state. I have to worry about food. I have to worry about costs. Worry about miscellaneous costs. It's not like I'm going to be straight, like very cutthroat. You know, I'm not going to be like, oh, I got to spend $21,127.50 by the specific year.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just very stressful at the time because I'm sure because we all went to the same high school. You don't really think about the college as like a real thing until it really hits you when you start applying. You're like, oh, shit.
Especially junior year.
Especially that number, too. Like, you look at, like, for a long time, I was looking at NYU, and I was like, you know what, I could pay this tuition off, whatever, you know, what was it, like 50, 60K per year? Probably they're not going to give me any aid whatsoever. And I was just like, yeah, I'll figure it out. You know, like this is my dream school. This is where I want to go. That was like, I think that I was looking at that school ever since I applied to Kappa, because I really planned on, you know, going the creative writing route and going to NYU Tisch. And then all of a sudden I was just like, oh crap, you know, this isn't just a number. This would be like digging myself my own grave, yeah, and dying in debt, basically. I know like a lot of people are probably, I mean, I don't know if anybody from NYU is listening to this, but I know a lot of people, they are struggling with debt, and that is a big thing. And you know, like choosing a school that could put you in that position, it's really rough because you're battling it's a dilemma whether you want to go to the school and really meet the people and have those networking connections, or do you want to like just not suffer from all that debt?
Right. If I'm going to give my honest personal opinion, if you're looking at a school that you think you can't afford, don't even consider that school. In my opinion, you should worry. Your number one problem should be the cost of going to that school. Cause no matter what, I think that you shouldn't, it's like so, it's so evil. It's like, to me, it's evil. It's like, we're told to go to these schools and like pay over tens of thousands of dollars. Mm. And where we even have it touched, like most high schoolers haven't even touched like thousands of dollars before. Mm-hmm. And we're just like selling that way. It's like, oh, I'll just put this away.
Yeah.
And I'm not gonna lie, college is a big investment, time-wise, money-wise, energy-wise, but I think you shouldn't put, in my opinion, I don't think you should pay that much money to go to school, because I don't think it's worth it, despite maybe how big the school might be or how you think of opportunities that the college might give you. Because in my opinion, that like at any college, if you make the most of it and it's affordable, then you'll be fine. Like,
yeah.
I couldn't imagine anyone that go into like an all right school but made the most of it, like squeeze as any opportunity they can, and were able to afford it, did not end up like homeless or did not end up at a position where they did not feel like they were satisfied with where they are, as long as you like put in the work. That's what I firmly believe. Mm-hmm. But I'm sure many other people can disagree, especially with people who are applying to colleges. Like, I remember when I was applying to college, like you, I was like, oh yeah, I think I could pull off like paying like more than $50,000 per year. Like, I know like future me will take care of it because I went to the school. But like,
I thought it was like very like just by thinking of that. Like, I don't know why, it just makes me angry to like thinking of that. Just like, you always like, it's like since the beginning, even like from middle school, I always like go up to counselors talking about high school, and then I always hear this kid was like, oh yeah, I'm gonna get a job so I can save money to go to college. Is that even real? Mm. You know, because like even something like Temple, like it's too much of a money for you to even save like throughout the whole 4 years in high school. Even that won't be enough for your other 4 years in college, you know?
Yeah.
And that's also one of the reasons why I went to community college, because the thing is that I know I will be in debt at some point, you know? I will be struggling over these things, and I don't want to struggle with these things. I don't want to struggle over money. I'd rather struggle over academic, you know, academia, instead of money, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Because it's just such a big, really big BS that people had to go to college, and the first thing they had to worry about is money, you know? Mm-hmm. Instead of something that the very first reason why they went there, which is education.
It's a sad world.
It is a sad world.
For college. I think, because back then, college wasn't really like, well, I would imagine like people like before 2000s, college wasn't like a thing that, I don't know if I'm wrong, but like every kid was gung-ho about it. Mm. But now since like college is kind of like the most like most common route for high schoolers when they graduate, it's kind of like seen as like the norm.
Yeah.
So it's like, oh, well, it's like Rafael said, it's like kind of angry. It's kind of scary that it's kind of like now it's been such a popular norm going to college. Just you like paying at least $50,000 is a norm now too. It's like, oh, again, debt. Oh, that's like a normal thing. Like, I'm in debt like everyone else.
Yeah.
But I don't agree with that. And I think like I'm not disagreeing against going to college, but I am disagreeing against going to a college that you know you won't pay for.
Or you won't be able to afford. So you just like, the thing is that you guys should be like worried about is two things, which is the extracurriculars and money. The reason why I say extracurriculars is because college really like, the thing about this, about the academic process or the admission process, is that they will, you're going to have to show that you're passionate for that major, you know? You're going to have to show why you really like this, you know? Mm-hmm. You're going to have to do extracurriculars or credible extracurriculars because you cannot just say, oh, I did this at home. You have to sign up for programs and things like that, which, by the way, some programs you also have to pay money for. And, like, you had to pay for all these programs to show that you had to do these certain things instead of just writing a whole essay. Because, like, I got to be, at least from my view, writing a whole essay about what you like and things like that would definitely not show why you like these certain things. You're going to have to show what you have done throughout the 4 years in high school to even get to go there.
I think in that situation it's so hard because there are a lot of students, like, I think that discredits a lot of students that don't know what they want to do. And there are several, there are probably thousands of students across the country who don't know. And it's like, at the same time, they don't want to, you know, just immediately go into a certain major because, you know, an authority figure told them to. So, like, they want to figure it out on their own.
Yeah.
But, like, to these schools, for example, if you're really good at school and you really excel in it, but you still don't know what the hell you want to do, because that's the weird thing about being in school in general. It's like now they've put you in this box where you have to have straight A's and, like, be great at everything, right? Yeah. And then at some point, you kind of don't even know what you're good at because it's like technically on paper, you're good at everything, right? Mm-hmm. So, and it goes back to what we were, the very first episode of this podcast is like, what is your true passion? And I feel like a lot of students, they struggle with that. I mean, I know I struggle with that a lot of the time. I still don't know my direction. And like, it's really rough for these students to write down in what, a 700, 800 word essay about what they want to do in for the rest of their life. I mean, that's a crazy, you read the prompt and you're writing it and you think, oh, I can, you know, sum the rest of my life in these 800 words, but that's a really demanding thing to ask an 18-year-old kid.
And that's like aside from like the SATs, the ACTs, like all the requirements that you're supposed to do from the beginning.
Yeah.
You know, and then you have to do the rest of the things they're gonna have to ask you to do. You know.
Yeah. Well, the ACT and SAT is like a completely different ballpark. It's like, you know, I think that people chalk it up to just, oh yeah, if you work really hard and you study every day and, you know, you take all these practice tests, then you can get a 1600, right? And then after a while, it's like, oh yeah, it's so easy for everyone to get a 1600. So we gotta, you know, mess around with these kids a little bit, like make sure that it's weirdly weighted so these kids don't get the score that they deserve, and then they can't get into the school that they want. And it's like, it's really a whole big dilemma because I know a lot of students who really want to get into a certain college or really want to get into a certain school, and it's sometimes they just miss it a little bit too late. Like, I know for me, like, I quote unquote really wanted to get into an Ivy League school. I really wanted to even go to like Northeastern, you know, which is like, it's not an Ivy League school, but it's a pretty competitive school. And like, I had all these dreams about, you know, maybe going to Boston. And then there was that chance of me going to Juilliard. And then it was like, now I'm here. And I think it's because my passion or the things that I really wanted to do, it maybe I realized it at the wrong time. And then people put this emphasis on like, you're young and, you know, getting into the college that will help you succeed in everything is exactly what you need to focus on right now. And it's like, maybe I don't know how to get there. How do I get focused? How do I get determined about a college? you know?
Yeah, because which is why it's so much better to go to community college in the first place. Because the thing is that you like you save a lot of money, and also you have like you're very flexible on time, and you can pick your own classes and things like that mm-hmm. while you're also figuring out what you really want to do mm-hmm. instead of going to a temple or any other like expensive school while at the same time you're still figuring out what you want to do while then you have to study for the classes that you don't really like.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's just something that it all starts from, well, at least what I think in Kappa, it all starts from the counselors who are like, I don't know what sense, I don't know how you guys sensed it, but, like, I sensed, like, you know, you gotta go, like, you gotta go to college, and then, like, not that you got to, but, like, more of, like, you gotta have to apply for colleges, you know? You know, and they talk less about, you know, if you don't go to college, you know? They only, like, mention, like, 5% of, like, you know, what if you don't go to college, and mm-hmm. then the rest of 95 is just about colleges, you know, colleges, admissions, and things like that. It was just more of, like, I wish they could have just, like, you know, at least, like, give the students the ability to even think about the other path aside from college, you know? Even though the counselor's job was to, like, basically help you through college
process. Well, yeah. So, like, there's a weird situation there where you're saying, okay, they're doing their job, but then there's also a bunch of kids who would rather prefer, you know, taking a gap year or going to trade school or doing something else other than going to college. And that's a weird dilemma because, you know, now, is it still the job of the counselor to say all these alternatives? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's really rough because I know a lot of people that wanted to go to trade school or they just kind of wrote school off in general. Like, they didn't want to go to school and they didn't want to pursue that. And I think it's a really weird time because even though, like Eric said, colleges become the norm and like bachelor's degrees have become the norm. We are also experiencing this weird era where like fucking 15, 16 year olds are making a shit ton of money and they haven't gone to college whatsoever and they kind of just make money.
They play Fortnite.
Yeah, they play Fortnite. They're just on the internet.
Playing Fortnite.
And like they're making TikToks and they're like social media influencers, 15, 16 years old, are just making money without college. And I wonder what that means for academia in general.
I would say college is not for everyone.
Right.
To me, it's kind of like college, like we mentioned, is kind of norm. It's kind of overrated. It's where, cause like
very overrated, way too overrated.
Because when I think of people who are not going to college, that's fine. But when other people in society think of that, they think of that person is like a bum. Like he's he or she
or lazy
or not
like
going
that.
To college. I don't think that's the truth at all. It's just that route is probably not the perfect route for them. They probably like going to trade school. They probably are interested in other things mm-hmm. besides college. Because at least I respect that more than someone who's just going to college blindly
mm-hmm.
to pay thousands of dollars just to find out that the thing that they majored in is not their passion or not what they're interested in doing.
Yeah.
Rather than someone who is like hesitant is like, oh, I don't want to go to college because it sounds good, but I'm paying like over like hundreds of thousand dollars. So let me at least like give me some time, more time to think about it. Like Raphael mentioned community college. It's very underrated. Not only you're getting an education to get a taste of what like academia is like, you're not paying at like
shit ton of money
mm-hmm. like compared to like any other school. And like what and the opportunity to also transfer to another school after community college like allows you to continue that route if you want to keep going to academia.
And but plus, it's just 2 years too. Instead of 4 years of paying $1,000.
Tell me, And you're going to that other school and you're still going to graduate with that school's degree. I don't want to go a whole rant, but it's just like the way society is like, oh, you have to go to college because if not, you're going to be a bum. You're only going to be a bum if you know you're a lazy bum, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So you're a lazy bum if you are a lazy bum. Yeah. But just because you're not going to college, but you're still hustling, you're still grinding, you're still...
Or at least like you have a job.
At least you have a job. At least you're being productive of like what you are doing with your time, as compared to a college student who's like, oh, I'm just going to college and I'm still lazy, right?
Yeah.
Like I rather it's more respect towards the person who chooses not to go to college.
Yeah, and like, Yeah, all right, sorry. But also, at least I think it messes people up too, is the advertisement, the marketing of the colleges. Mm. I cannot, like, stress enough about how many ads and how many emails I get from different colleges saying, like, oh, you should come to this school, you know, and you'll be successful and things like that. It just thinks it's something that just, like,
yeah, well,
I don't know. It's just something like, I don't know how to say it. It's just something that
most of the colleges that send those advertisements don't have enough students in the first place. So that's
they just want your,
like,
money too.
Yeah, they just want your money, like, so they can be alive.
This college in the middle of nowhere has found my address, has saying like you are like the student that we need. I'm just like, you know, you don't even know me. I mean, like, come on.
It reminds me of this story of this person who, like, he went to. And I won't name a name or anything, but he went to college, and he first went to IUP for 2 years, and then he transferred to back in Philly, and I think it was Brightwood College, or it wasn't college he was attending to, but yet, like, a month before he graduated, the college just shut down because they were involved with some scandal, and he was trying to transfer those credits to other colleges that he could apply to, but that's the thing, he couldn't transfer.
What was
the
scandal?
Huh? I don't know. It was like the way they were spending their money was kind of like, I don't know. It was something illegal that, like, the federal shut it down.
IUP?
No, not IUP. Like, it was like other college that he went to. I don't know exactly. Okay. But he shut down and he couldn't transfer any those credits. So all those 4 years, that a month before he graduated, imagine that. You know, you're spending all this money, and then, like, out of nowhere, like, it shut down and you cannot transfer those credits. Mm-hmm. You know, you have to restart all over again freshman year. Like, yeah. That's a lot, you know? Mm-hmm. That's just, like, all that, like, would, you know, he was like, I'm not doing this, you know? And I restarted it over, you know? Mm-hmm. So now he's a flight attendant, and, you know, he's doing well. You know, he's doing, like, life. And,
yeah, at least
know,
he's not a bum.
He's not a bum. He's
staying
working
at home, be and like, plus, I hate, like, my life.
He's traveling, too. Like, that's, like, the benefit, you know? Being a flight attendant, you just fly, like, travel everywhere from, like, to Spain, Cuba, and, like, other states. Like, yeah. I think... Yeah. I don't know. I think he's doing way much better than how he was in college, to be honest.
We just stress too much on, and I don't blame anyone. Like, in high school, especially in high school, I don't know. You guys should definitely agree. I mean, it's like in high school, junior high, senior year, you're kind of dumped with all this information thinking that the college you're going to, it will dictate your life forever. Those 4 years, those 4 years in your life average of how many years, like, the way we're going now, we could live up to 100 maybe, and those just 4 years are gonna dictate of whatever you're gonna do in your life. It's just like not a good mindset. Like,
yeah, I mean, I think that it only dictates if you let it.
Yeah, it's not healthy, and it's definitely hard because when you're set in an environment where college is so popular and you're competing with other students, it's like, oh well, am I even good enough? Or like, oh, like. This college, like, I think it's good because everyone else is going to it, right? Like, I think it's popular, right? So it's just this is a sad episode, but it's just like I would imagine, like, anyone who's in high school listening to this is still stressed, but I think this was an important time to talk about our college admission process, because some admissions already came out for early decision, early action. And everyone is still, I think, because we're not applying anymore, but they're still applying to colleges and hoping to wait back next year. This year, it's 2020.
Yeah.
But around May, I think May or June. But it's just crazy to me. Like,
Happy New Year's, by the way.
For one, like Victoria mentioned, the ballpark, another different ballpark with like the SATs and ACTs. The SATs or ACTs are just messed up in general. Like, SATs... No way can in any like school system can they make a test that would objectively measure your whole like intellectual like ability.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, because there's so many things you can't really measure, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it's just saying that, like, when you give to and when you apply to these colleges, like, the people that are looking over, they're like choosing a life or death situation for a high schooler's mindset. It's like,
it's almost like. And you did the senior exit on this about the college admission process in South Korea. It was something that, like, people like suicide rates goes up after the admission process got like, you know, when they like, when they returned, like if they got accepted or not, if they can go to these colleges. It was something that like it was like, wow, like they really put their life on the line over at college, you know. Mm-hmm. Like right. They can do anything else, yeah, you know, aside from college, but like their mind is just like, I'm going to college so I will die.
Yeah,
you know, and that's just like wow, you know.
Yeah
that's why up. I just said like a lot of people, it is just a lot about the mindset. Like a school can dictate your life if you let it, if you genuinely believe every second of every day you're just like, wow, I am not good enough for the school. Like, I can't believe I had to compete with all these people. Like, how am I going to meet people? How am I going to network with people? Like, that kind of thought process will mess you up because you're in this very stressful environment. And then on top of that, you, like, have to, you know, go through the daily process of just being a human. And then you're constantly thinking about, for example, like, I know a lot of Ivy League students, you know, it's a lot of, like, more fortunate, like richer upper class people, students. But then there are also a lot of students that like did not have any kind of, you know, financial help whatsoever. And they're relying on the school, right? But then on top of that, it's like, oh yeah, you had to be this certain type of student to keep your scholarship, or else like we're not gonna keep funding your education. And it's like that kind of stress on a student, it's really, really hard.
And it's all just for you just put it on paper. You're not meeting the people who are doing the admission process. Mm-hmm. You put everything here on paper. Yes, there might be interviews, mm-hmm, but like most of the time, you just like, okay, let me look at your paper just so I can assume who you exactly are based on the programs you've been into, the grades that you have done. Like, that's just like I think it's just like the most BS scam that just like anyone can ever like go through, you know?
Yeah.
Just like anyone, just they look at your like your writing, you know, like damn, your English sucks. Therefore, you know, I don't know. So
yeah,
you just
I think it's really hard with college admissions because it's like we can talk all day about like how they suck really badly, but then it's like what could we possibly change in order to fix it? You know what I mean?
Exactly. And like we can't also blame them too. You just said like
it's
that's
hard.
Also us. It's also that it's us that is applying to colleges, mm-hmm, and then they had to go through all these papers, thousands of papers, probably millions. I don't know. But like it's just like that's way too much of a paper for a human to handle.
It's,
you know,
it's difficult on both sides. I don't think it's necessarily like the college's fault. It's just, not to be super like existential, but it's just like the way our society functions today. It's like,
yeah,
it's just like we're so, especially US, we're so like gung ho, like we gotta go in a rat race, like, oh, we gotta keep moving fast, like college, after college, job, household,
exactly,
children. It's like we're thinking of this so fast, and like it's just like the way where we're moving forward as a society and like towards the future, we're like we're innovating so much technology, and with that technology there's like more school involved. It sounds like I'm pulling so many things out of my ass, but I think it's just the way we kind of view academia. Our view of academia is definitely changing, and our view of career is definitely career pursuit.
I think we're all not just us, but like I think like more people in high school, or at least I don't know. I just feel like more people are just aware of how BS the admissions process is, you know.
Yeah.
But it says like again, I feel like we're demonizing too much about college, but in the same time, it's just like I think just everything in general, like just that causes this.
We don't want to say like college is definitely evil 100% because we're all in college.
Yeah,
like,
that would be so
like, as soon as we upload this podcast, all kicked out of our colleges.
Yeah. Oh, we're kicked out. I'm sent to the office and like, so what did you say? What do you say, huh? And then I'm like, oh, I
heard you were talking shit about us.
Yeah,
huh?
they wouldn't bother. They'd just be like,
it would be a shame if you know, we kick you out
not on our list.
Yeah,
no, but. We're just talking to say that to anyone who's listening to this, who's a high schooler, that they're not alone. We've all been through it. We all have been through a stressful process.
Like, please just make like please, like your life is way much better than your admissions process. Don't. So like, please just like make sure you know what you're doing, what you want to do in your life. You know, it's okay if you don't go to college. You know, it just as long as you're just striving for your ambitions, that's it. You know, you don't have to go to college to strive for your ambitions. You know, you just as long as you have a straight path and you have a plan for your life, not for college, but for your life, then you'll be great. You know.
It's okay.
Oh, is this a meme now?
Sorry, I kicked Victoria's leg by accident.
Oh, okay.
But and then I kicked him back.
It's okay if you don't want to go to college. And it's okay that if you didn't get accepted to your dream college. Because sometimes, the way I think of it is like, they don't deserve me. That's why. Like, that's a very, diva reaction. It's like, oh, they don't deserve me. That's why they rejected me. But it's just like, there's always things happen for a reason, and it's just like because that you didn't get accepted to that college doesn't mean that you won't be successful. Because all the successful people, for me, when I think of like who are successful role models, I don't remember them by the university they go to. I remember them by their accomplishments. I remember them by
you remember them by their name. Make sure your name their character. Is their accomplishment, not the colleges.
And like, sure, there could be an argument that like going to the college can give you the network, can give you the opportunities with the people that you could talk to, as compared to another college you may never know. Yes, that's valid, but you shouldn't put your whole eggs into that one basket thinking that one network was going to literally lead you to a life of full successes, because there's definitely so many ways you could get around that path. It's like, I remember a person told me, is like, if you have a North Star, is like, that's your goal. Don't think of it as the only path is going straight up to that North Star. There's so many ways you could wiggle around, and at the end, you'll still get to the North Star. And it's like, to me, college is like that. Like, college, at least minimum 2 to 4 years, during that time when you explore your passions, explore the opportunities you want to do, it's you that makes the most of the opportunity. It's not you saying like, oh, I'm going to this X school and X will make me successful. I could go to X and be like, yeah, I go to X now and X will make me successful. No, you won't be as successful as the person who went to another school and like literally tried 100%.
Yeah.
Like tried their hardest, had no regrets. Like that person will, that amount of growth and persistence, that character will take that person far more than that person who just went to the school just to go to for the school name. Yeah. Like that's in my book. That's how I see it. Because I don't want to go a whole tangent. Yeah,
no, it's fine.
But
yeah, it's fine.
I would imagine like high schoolers are so stressed right now because at this point you kind of feel tested by your family, by your friends, by your classmates. Like, oh, this is the moment where we kind of validate of who you are by what school you get into.
Family also was a big part too. Like, some families could just be like, you know, oh, you had to go to college, you know, something like this. Something, because it's just something that some parents, you know, some maybe 40, 50, that just don't know, you know.
Yeah, well, I think that, I mean, I don't want to speak for all three of us, but I kind of believe that, you know, my parents were immigrants. My whole entire family is just full of immigrants. And, like, to go into a college, to go to school, like, that was the thing. Like, you have to go there to be successful. And, like, America was the land of opportunity, but it was, like, the opportunity to finally put their kids into school. And, like, instead of, you know, like, 8, 9 years old already working, you can go to school and you could have a life that wasn't, I mean, particularly, I'm speaking for me, like my family, they were born in Vietnam, raised there, and then they grew up until like 20, 25, you know, just knowing Vietnam and knowing like, oh yeah, if we don't go to America, we're going to have to stay here. And we're most likely going to have to like sell like street vendor food for the rest of our lives if we want to provide for our family. So it's like, I definitely understand from my family's point of view as to why they want me to go to college instead of finding any alternative route. And me being like a full-fledged American for the longest time, I was like, you know what, fuck this. I can figure it out on my own. I don't need college. But then you know, I think that another thing about college is you have to just fall in love with really learning. And I think that people get that mixed up sometimes because they're like, oh, yeah, I had to fucking go to school. And, like, I hate school so much. And it's like, I think that aside from that, you need to... I think that every human, every person is capable of, like, finding something that they really love to learn about. And it's not really that hard. And I think that people just chalk college up to, oh, yeah, I don't want to go to school anymore because it's just way too much pressure. But I think that if you can find something that you really love, you're not only making your family proud, but you can make yourself proud because there's this feeling of accomplishment, of like self-independence. So I'm sorry to cut you off right
now. No. You're fine.
Yeah, I think
that... You're speaking straight facts right there.
Yeah. Factual. I think that a lot of people resent their families because it's like... Well, I went through that period too where I was like, ugh, my family, I can't believe that they want me to go to this certain school and there's so much pressure. I mean, I think that I followed that kind of narrative because, you know, every Asian American kid has said, I just feel all this pressure to be very academically successful. Yeah. And I thought I fell into I fell into that pool, mm-hmm. that population.
Yeah.
But it's not true. Like my parents, they've always told me whatever I want to do in this life, like I just do it in the right way. Like I don't do it by, you know, scamming people or hurting people or like ruining other people's lives. And I think that's a really great philosophy to follow. You know, and if it's something that I have to go through college in order to succeed in order to achieve, then like, why not? You know, and I college is not as terrible as everyone else makes it to be. I feel like for first half of the episode we were like,
we're kind of like, we hate college.
Yeah, college sucks.
I'm in college anyway. College sucks. High school sucks. Society sucks. You suck.
Yeah.
Everyone sucks.
And I feel like, yes, it is. Pessimism. Yes, it does suck. But then there's like a whole other world of just like amazing, like good, amazing stuff that college offers.
We just focus too much on the bad part than on the good and the great stuff.
Exactly.
You know, and I want to tell this story where there was this one time in the ceramics room, me and Eric had a conversation. So I applied for 5 colleges. My top one was Carnegie, UPenn, then Drexel, then there was Arcadia, then Penn State.
Mm-hmm.
And there was this moment where Eric basically confesses to me the harsh truth where I don't know what I said, something. I said something, and then you did say something that, like, in the span of, like, I'm sorry to tell you this, Raph, but, like, you don't have the requirements that, like for you to even get accepted to those schools, you know?
Mm-hmm.
First of all, I have a 990 of the score of the SAT.
Mm-hmm.
And applying to Carnegie, imagine how naive that is, you know? Mm-hmm. Applying to Carnegie and you have a 990 overall SAT scores, you mm-hmm. know? Well, the average person that applies there, that got accepted to it, was 800. You know, 800 for math and 800 for English, you mm-hmm. know?
Yeah, and I have a 900. 1600.
Yeah, they got 1600. I didn't get a great score because I thought that as long as I show like, how passionate I was with the certain things, that I'll get accepted.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing is that they're still going to look at your scores, you know? They're going to look at basically, again, the papers and the grades and everything, what you have done.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, there was like one part, I don't know, do you remember that? Where you said something in the span of like, listen, like,
the only thing I remembered is that
it was like, yes, during ceramics.
Yes, you kind of didn't have the ideal requirements for such universities like Carnegie or UPenn, but I would say like, it doesn't hurt to take a shot at it, but don't put your whole hope into like thinking that you're,
because the one thing you can't have is hope.
Yeah, the only thing you can't have is hope. You can't have hope, God. Raphael.
Yeah.
But joking aside, yeah, I think the biggest question I remember is like, I asked you why Carnegie or UPenn, and you're like, oh, because I hear other people are applying it.
Right.
For
like,
my
I wasn't putting too much research on certain colleges.
And then I asked you, what do you know about Carnegie and UPenn besides that? And
before, like, aside from what he told me.
Yeah, and you're like,
it was something that, like, again, it was like really naive of me, but even like, applying to those schools without knowing too much about them. Mm-hmm. So it was something that, like, I would not recommend for you guys to do, to even, like, just a naively go through. Because the thing is that I was focusing too much on the resources that were given out. But in the same time, it's just, like, you don't really have to rely on the colleges to give you resources. Because the thing is that, I want to keep practicing is for me to be really resourceful instead of relying on other people to give me the resources. Mm-hmm. So I think that was the advice that I would give you guys, that don't rely too much on colleges to give you something that you really want. If you really want to get something, you will get it, and you don't have to rely on other things.
Yeah.
So
I remember when I was figuring out my college applications, and I remember I had this huge, like, Google document, right? And I had put all the essay prompts from each college. And it was, like 9 colleges. And I was like, this is crazy, but I'll do it, you know? And I remember putting each one down. And there are some colleges that obviously have, like, 2 to 3 prompts. And I remember just halfway through, I was like, yeah, I'm not going to fucking do this. So I would just, like, delete a college, for example, and I'd be like, okay, I don't want to apply to this school, because obviously it wasn't because I was lazy and I didn't want to write the essay, but it was like throughout looking at that huge document, I was just like, why am I really applying to this school, right? Like, why am I really? I was also looking into Carnegie Mellon, and I was looking into their theater program because I really wanted to you know, go to school there for drama. Same thing as for Juilliard. People are gonna make a meme out of me, and they're just gonna be like, why does this bitch keep talking about Juilliard? But
the Juilliard girl.
Yeah. But, like, I remember putting down, like, Carnegie Mellon, USC, UCLA, like, all of these schools that were just so out of my grasp. And I remember looking at that huge document and just having a big, not dilemma, but just kind of like my body shut down. And I was like, if I can't do all this work right now for that college, which I believe is like the college of my dreams or the college I really want to get into.
Imagine being in there
and like having to do all this work for a college that I made this fantasy up in my head about, instead of facing the harsh reality that this is just a school. This is just a place that is making money out of me, and I'm also going to maybe, there's like a chance I'll benefit from, not like there's a definite predetermined answer that I'll get all the resources that I want. Or if I, for example, I was planning to go into Penn too, and I remember there was this essay prompt that was like, what do you think, Penn, like, you'll offer to Penn, right? I remember it was like the second prompt. Remember that?
Oh, something about like, what can you bring into Penn?
What can you bring Penn, or like what interests? Yeah. I don't remember that.
I remember that, and I remember like reading up on all of these different programs and like different clubs that I really wanted to try out, and I remember writing them down, and I was like, how could I possibly do this in the 4-year span that I'm going to be there? And I think that for all the high school students that are finishing applications right now or have already received like early decision.
Did it came out?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Early decision actually came out for Penn.
They did.
When, in December or January?
December 21st, 22nd. Okay. Yeah. I don't know exactly.
So like literally right before Christmas. Either their lives were like
the that is true. I remember last year it was like before Christmas. Yeah.
Either their winter break was like made, like it was perfect, it was amazing. I got into the school of my dreams, or it was like this is the worst Christmas of my life.
Like I want to cry.
Yeah, but
that did happen though.
Yeah, I just remember thinking like I'm writing myself down as this amazing student who would accomplish all of these things all at once in the span of 4 years. But it's like, I'm only like a human. And I'm pretty sure that if I were to write that to any college application team, they just think that I'm crazy. And they probably did think I'm crazy. So for high schoolers, I just want to say, like, just be realistic, you know?
Just be real with yourself. Yeah. Like, are you even capable to even doing these work? Like imagine, yeah, like, you're already struggling in high school, right? And then, like, you're then trying to apply, like, one of, like, schools that is known to be, like, very hard working and things like that. Mm-hmm. You know, it's just, like, imagine going there, you know?
I think that people get...
Aside from paying for a lot of money, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think people get so caught up in the rat race. And, you know, we're constantly talking to each other about the colleges that we want to go to and all these essays and, like SATs, ACTs, and studying and all this stuff. And we kind of forget, like, what do we truly want from our education? Like honestly, like, education gives a lot, more than it takes. And I think that a lot of people kind of deny that fact because they... you know, chalk college up to be, like, really just expensive and terrible. So, I don't know. What do you guys think?
Listen, it's a lot to take in. Yeah, I would say college applications are just, yeah, like, a big flex. Like, essays, SAT, ACT, mm-hmm, GPA, applications. And the thing at the end is, like, you're doing 4 years worth of time just for... 10 seconds
for the camera?
The college admissions counselors to look at it and be like, oh, accept, reject, waitlist. And it's interesting. We just, I don't know. I want to hear what, like, our audience thinks about it.
Yeah.
But we had to come up into the conclusion because, to be honest, the camera's running low on minutes. So,
you can't say that.
Okay.
Well, thank you guys for listening to this podcast.
Should this be a part one? Because I feel like there's, like, way much more to talk about.
If anyone listens to this and they want a part two, let us know,
yeah,
and we'll make a part two.
Yeah.
We could go more in depth about our college life, our high school life.
If you guys want to email us at officialmealdeals@gmail.com. If you guys want to DM us on Instagram or Twitter, go officialmealdeals, right? Twitter,
yeah,
same thing.
Mm-hmm.
We're also on YouTube and on Apple Podcasts and listen to and on Spotify. So
yeah, we'll catch you next time.
Exactly.
Yes. Sorry we had to cut this short, but if you do want us to make a part two, I think we turned it off.
Yeah,
that's fine.
But yeah.
Okay, then you can just cut off at Spotify then.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. So see you guys there, right?
Yeah. See you guys.
See ya.